This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen, FantasyPoints.com. The program, as always, being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. Big program forthcoming. Wild week in the National Football League. Wild week in sports. Unbelievable weekend personally for yours truly, as my Los Angeles Dodgers emerged victorious in the most thrilling series and game in Game 7 I've ever witnessed in 50 years of fandom. But the football gods, I think they owe me a little bit, although we'll get into my Minnesota Vikings. They come out of the weekend looking pretty good, but it was a little bit of a struggle bus. We'll talk about the picks. Novunder's off to a good start, though, 3-0 on the unders on Sunday, but we got pinched by some injuries, quite frankly, and some bad luck. We'll talk about the lessons learned coming out of the week. We'll review the pickage real quick here, then we'll get into football game tonight, obviously, in Big D, the Cowboys taking on the Cardinals to close out week number 9. No Kyler Murray. He is watching SpongeBob on his iPad, apparently. It's Jacoby Brissett time. We'll talk about all the data points related to that game. We'll check in with the grinder, Tom Brawley. He's on fire as usual, and him and I are on the same page. He's got one prop tonight. It's my number one prop tonight, too. So we did get that right last time out. So maybe we're back on track with the grinder and I being on the same page. I will also pop out my official picks for Monday Night Football. The program, as always, is sponsored by Better. Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into cash fast. Download Better at better.app now and sign up today and get a free $10. No deposit needed. Make sure you're getting your podcasts as well. Apple, Spotify, wherever you get them, the Prop Points podcast is up there on a daily basis. Well, let's take a look at the results. First and foremost, we fall again in the best bet. Part of the problem, I think, my fantasy brain kind of does take over a little bit. I'm thinking Josh Allen running the rock. All he does is score 2 touchdowns on the ground, but only 19 yards, so we come up short. But my thought process, I tried to project this one, and it didn't work out because the Chiefs defense took the week off. They sucked. They didn't do anything good. They didn't stop the run. They didn't pressure the quarterback. They didn't stop the forward pass. So watching the game for much of it, we did get a nice design run there for 11 yards, one of only 3 designed runs to my point, but he just simply did not have to run. They had the lead, and when he went back to pass, Dalton Kincaid's wide open. And they had absolutely no answer for James Cook. So we do fall to 7-2. It's still a good record, but I think I'm going to go back to my wheelhouse on these best bets, which is receiving props, period. I tried to get a little cute the last 2 weeks. Did not work out. Moving on, David Montgomery, that did not work out. Every time you think you know, well, not every time, but oftentimes when you think you know how a game is going to play out, game flow-wise, game script-wise, the National Fake You Out League's like, no, we're going to go the other way with it. Now, to my point, once again, this is also why I made the pick. If you look at the numbers, we just missed it, 9 yards. But he actually was better than Jahmyr Gibbs. That's why I did the pick. Better schematic matchup for Dave Montgomery, 3.6 yards per carry, and Gibbs at only 2.8. Kareem Hunt, I mean, we lost this by 5 yards. I would blame... Can we blame the Chiefs on that too somehow? I don't know, but we lost that one by 5 yards. That was unfortunate. Not as unfortunate, though, as the Chris Olave one. This one really sticks in the old craw because, well, we lost by 1 yard. The analysis was good. Here's what happened. This is absurd. They had the ball 16 minutes. 16. The Rams had the ball for 44 minutes sitting on the damn ball. And even though he only got 4 targets, we only missed it by 1 damn yard. That's another one where, I mean, we're on the right track. What are we going to do about it? I mean, 16 minutes is ridiculous. Brock Bowers gets it done. But then we got pinched by two injuries. C.J. Stroud, that was a win, guaranteed. He came 3 yards shy in the first half. He got concussed, I saw, after the game. Everything is fine. He's smiling, taking pictures with his mom. So, you know, get well soon, but that stunk. Alec Pierce, that was a slam dunk. That one hit at 120. And then Kayshon Booty got hurt. You know, would he have hit it? That's questionable. But he did only play 18 snaps in the darn game. And meanwhile, a guy like Mac Hollins, he played like 40. So I think we got pinched on that one. But I did come on VEASAN on Sunday. It wasn't my most successful appearance. But I did have Justin Jefferson over 5.5 and Hockenson under. Kind of corresponding moves there because of the man coverage. Those two hit. We didn't officially make the JJ pick. I did make it over at fantasysports.com. Bijan Robinson does come up small. But, I mean, look, the best call weekend was Roma Dunze, the under, in a game where 90 points were scored, basically, right? And Roma Dunze, goose egg. So Novunder is off to a pretty good start. So 3-1 on Thursday. We're a pick under 500, so we got four picks tonight. A nice 3-1 evening will make it a winning week. I guess that's all we could ask for. And like I said, I think the football gods kind of owe me. Oh, one other item. We did at least break even on the touchdown props because I kept saying, I even did a live stream. I do it at fantasypoints.com before the kickoffs. And boy, we got a lot of questions about Colston Loveland. And I'm like, you know, I'm a big visualization guy. And I'm like, I'm just seeing visions of Colston Loveland running free in the middle of the field. That happened. And he went off and that was the touchdown. So we get a plus 300 tutty. Drake May does not get it done. He didn't run that much. And we'll get into the Decoy Metcalf. We're renaming him. He's Decoy Metcalf at this point. But let's take a look at the other lessons pulling out of week number 9. Number one, I know I am a little bit of a homer, but the Vikings saved their season on Sunday with a promising victory against the division-leading Lions, who made Baker Mayfield 2 weeks before, one game before, look like a bum. And J.J. McCarthy does do well against man coverage. Wasn't a perfect game by J.J., but if you notice, I've also given him love here when we're talking waiver wire, and I don't want to be, you know, like this homer guy who doesn't want to give up on something that he got wrong, but J.J. McCarthy got 23 fantasy points in this game, so we'll see about Aaron Jones. But by the way, none of this is a coincidence, because what have I been crying about all year? The offensive line, like the luck of the injuries have just been horrendous, and all of a sudden you get Brian O'Neill and Christian Darrisaw back, and they're probably not even 100%. Big difference. All of a sudden you got an offense. The running game was pretty good. Aaron Jones, of course, he does get hurt with the shoulder, so we'll see. But tough matchup this week against Baltimore. Certainly not out of the woods, but we can feel a lot better about the Vikings in general with J.J. McCarthy. Hey, guys, 2-0, baby. I do believe he's going to be good. It's just not going to be right away. I think I'd rather my young quarterback kind of make incremental progress and continually get better, which I think is going to happen, than come out and just ball out for a year, and then all of a sudden that's not who he is, basically. I'd rather have the old school ascension, which I think we're on track with that. To my point, something similar to Jaden Daniels, who was brilliant last year, as we move on to our second lesson. DC's damn near a dumpster fire. My problem with Jaden Daniels, I thought he was great. I thought he had a great brain, great processor, talented, good deep ball, good location. My lone problem was the dude takes way too many hits. Very small frame. You got to protect your body a little bit. Now here we are. We're missing multiple games here in the first 2 years. Cliff, fall off of Cliff Kingsbury, full in effect. Debo barely getting it done. It's bad. McLaurin, they're kind of done, basically. The running back room is a wasteland. You got Chris Rodriguez. You can't trust anyone in D.C. Speaking of trust and lack thereof, I thought this one would be a little bit more of a barn burner. Credit to Steeler D. They showed up. They played well. Somehow, I did mention on VEASAN on Sunday morning, because I mentioned the Alec Pierce prop that I loved. I said I'd probably go over on Daniel Jones. I did like DK. We'll get to that. I said, if you're going to take an under, it's probably going to be Jonathan Taylor in this one, which did hit. But DK Metcalf, I mean, come on, dude. I know they had a lead, but four targets, two grabs. He's a 27-year-old guy. I remember Jerry Rice looked better when he was 41, okay? DK is 27. He's playing like he's 47 out there. It's unbelievable. And then Rodgers, we lost some trust coming out of this one. So major trust issues, but at least Jalen Warren, he's the man in the backfield. Bengals are, in fact, a fantasy bonanza. Thank God for Joe Flacco. He's unbelievable. One of the most impressive performances I've ever seen by a 40-year-old quarterback. Getting the ball to Higgins finally, a little after last week. Chase Brown, even my guy Noah Fant, Yosevich. I actually liked him as a reach. And then last lesson here. Now, we did get the booty injury. That was part of it. But the Patriots, they are a little bit of a super spreader offense. They can't even focus on giving a ball to Henderson, although the role was good for Henderson. You feel pretty good about it. All of a sudden, Pop Douglas is coming on. You still have Hooper in the mix, Mac Hollins, a little bit of a super spreader offense. Falcons on the other side, they are in trouble as well. Not really healthy here when you're just force feeding Drake London the ball. Those are some quick lessons learned coming out of week number 9. Kind of have to go fast on that. A lot of thoughts to get out there. When we return, let's turn our attention to the finale for week number 9, the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Arizona Cardinals. All your data points and the like coming up next here on this Monday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Think you know sports? Then it's time to start getting paid for. Better Picks, the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Here's how it works. Download the Better app. Pick more or less of your favorite player stats, and if your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Better has year-round action with the NBA, WNBA, MLB. No more MLB, though. No more MLB. Soccer, well, actually, we will have MLB in April. Soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Head to better.app, that's B-E-T-R, or download Better in the App Store or Google Play. Don't forget to pop in the promo code VSiN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus today. And welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen. Let's dive into the data. We've got Opta AI projections for all these skill players. We can also compare and contrast to the fantasy points projections for these players. The award-winning fantasy points projections, not to toot my own horn, not that I'm physically doing them, but as mentioned by Scott Barrett, we are tracking, and I believe right now fantasy points projections literally the best in the world. So let's take a look at Jacoby Brissett. The number is 249.5. It's a big number. Big number, but the Cowboys are allowing the second most passing yards per game, 273, most passing touchdowns. They're not good. They run man coverage these days, 42% of the time. So that's probably a good thing for Brissett. Everything's defined. You walk up to the line, you're like, all right, they're in man coverage. All right, this guy's on that. All right, it's a lot easier, I do believe, for a quarterback who's just making now, what, his third start of the season. The Opta AI projection is 242, very close. Fantasy points is 257, also close, but we are, well, the Opta AI is going under, we're going slightly over. Rain Dakota Prescott, 268.5 is the number, pretty big number. Pretty good matchup. Dak playing well. Cardinals allow the 11th most passing yards per game. He does have a good schematic matchup. Cover 3 and cover 4, he'll see that at about a 55% clip, and he averages over 8 YPA. It's a pretty good number. And an 8.5 completion percentage over expectation. So we'll probably go over here. The Opta AI projection is 254. We at fantasypoints.com, which is under, are over. We're at 282. Moving on to the all-important receiving projections. We've got, C.D. Lamb coming in with the highest total here, 82.5. Cardinals give up the fourth most receiving yards per game, 10th fewest yards per route run to slot receivers, though C.D. is lining up outside too, so he's inside, outside. He's only at 1.88 yards per route run against cover three and cover four, which, again, they run at a 55% clip. Like I said, he's been outside a little bit over 50% of the time. He is set to see Will Johnson, who is a good corner, the rookie, but he is iffy with a groin, so that could help. The Opta AI projection is a little under here at 75.6. We, though, are at 88 over at fantasypoints.com. So Opta's coming in a little lower. We're coming in a little higher. Georgie Pickens, a number 62.5. Fantasy Points projections over at 75.7. Opta AI is also over, but not by as much. 66. Cards give up the 10th fewest yards per route run, 15th most receiving yards per game to outside receivers. But the best schematic matchup for the Cowboys is for George. He averages a fat 3.07 yards per route run on 101 routes against cover three and cover four, which, again, they use at a 55% clip. Now, I'm personally fascinated. I full disclosure, I'm taking the over, but I am personally fascinated by this because I do believe he is set to see a lot of Max Melton, who is giving up a pretty stingy 0.22 fantasy points per route run. And why does that fascinate me? As I've mentioned before, I'll tell the story one more time, maybe three more times before the season's over. I grew up with his father, Gary, in New Jersey, great athlete. Best athlete around, and I played a lot of sports with them. Him and I were actually called up together up into Little League. They needed like two other kids, probably because Mr. Melton was the superior athlete. Maybe me, because I was a little older. I was one day too old to play up the next. My birthday is July 31st. Anyway, but I saw one college high school football game in the last 30 years. I go, and oddly enough, it's the Meltons. It were my old hometown, my old school. We're playing them. I moved an hour away. It was weird. So I watched Bo and Max Melton play. Max was, I believe he may have been 13. After the game, I said, well, both of your sons, Gary, are better than you. And Gary did play in the NFL for a month. Went to Rutgers and all that. And that was the case. But Max Melton, I said, he's the best one of them all. And he ended up being a second round pick. He matches up well with George Pickens. But here's the deal. He plays safety, too. So, I mean, that is a tough assignment for Max Melton. He runs fast. He's a great 40-time guy, and he's pretty physical. But George, that's a different animal right there. So can't wait to see that matchup. Kind of rooting for Max Melton, but I'm kind of rooting for George. Jake Ferguson, the number here is 41.5. It's kind of a bigger number. We're under over at fantasypoints.com just a little, 36.9. The Opta AI is also a little under. Though it's a good matchup, good schematic matchup. He averages 2 yards per route run against cover three and cover four, which they use at a 55% clip. Cardinals giving up the fourth most receiving yards per game, fourth most receptions. It could easily be one of these games where we come out and it's a Ferguson game. Absolutely. Though, guy goose egged this last week. It's not a sure thing. They have other mouths to feed. Trey McBride next up. This one's really close. The number is 70.5. The Opta AI is 74.4, which is just under 4 yards difference. We're at 69.5. So this is going to be really close. Cowboys, and it's not the best schematic matchup. The Cowboys run the second highest rate of man coverage these days, as we've stated. It's not great for him, for McBride. He averages only 1.48 yards per route run against man. Great player, but not exactly a great separator. You know, you like him out there against those zone shells where he can find the soft spot. So middling matchup, though, overall. So not touching this one. This is really too close to call. This will probably come, I'm guessing this is going to come 4 or 5 yards either up or down, either higher or lower. So it's a little too close for comfort. Although he is being unlocked a little bit by Jacoby Brissett, especially with the touchdowns, 3 touchdowns and 2 starts by Jacoby Brissett. Marvin Harrison seems like hasn't played in like a month. 59.5 is the number. The Opta AI projection is 60.5. Very, very close. And we're over, though, at 69.1. Not the greatest schematic matchup. The Cowboys with the man coverage, he's only at 1.39 yards per route run against man. But in theory, he should be fine with man. He looks fine. And I do think that he's going to be all right because he should see a lot of fill-in Tracquezy Bridges, fill-in cornerback, who is in for, somebody got hurt that he's in for, and that's a pretty darn good schematic matchup, and he has given up 0.58 fantasy points per route run. Diggs, he's in for Diggs. Duh, I knew that. Next up here, let's take a look at some of the rushing props. Let's move on to the rushing props real quick. Javonte Williams, 72.09. The number is 65.5. We're over, as is Opta, over almost 7 yards. We're at 71.5. Kind of a middling matchup there, but in their wins, he has 19, 16, and 18 carries. So I think we're looking good with some carries. And then we've got Zonovan Knight, the Dark Knight, 54.5. Opta's coming in a little lower here at 46.9. We are at 51, so just barely under there. Beatable matchup. Dallas does give up the 6th most adjusted yards before contact, but you do have Michael Carter in the mix and maybe even Amari DiMarcado. Tom Browley, a.k.a. the Grinder, will join us on the other side. But first, the best time of the year to be a sports bettor is right now. No better time to join VSiN Pro with the Sports Equinox Special. Get VSiN Pro access through May 1st for only $120. That's less than $20 a month. Daily best bets from our hosts and guests, DraftKings, Circa, and Bracco betting splits, AI-driven prop projections and matchup tools, 24/7 video, full coverage of the NFL and college football season, NBA, all the good stuff. Don't wait now. Limited time offer won't last. Go to VSiN.com / subscribe today. VSIN.com/subscribe. Tom Browley is coming up next here on this Monday edition of Prop Points.
Watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. It's game day, so without any further ado, we go to the Progressive Guest Line to bring in, he's kind of my co-host, let's be honest, Tom Browley, senior writer over at Fantasy Points on the X Machine at Tom Browley. What a great call on Cam Ward. I wanted to steal it, but I'm like, I'm too honest. I didn't steal it, but that was a great one. Easy win. How are you doing today, Tom?
Doing really good. It was another great weekend. 12-1 on the props. Just smashed
Whoa.
It. The subscribers are very happy again. So another monster week here. So it's like the second time in the last month here where I've had basically 11-1, 12-1 week. So got one more prop for tonight. Looking to close out in style, but I know the props that we gave out on Thursday's show all hit. So hopefully your listeners were listening and put a little bit of money down on those, and hopefully we continue to hit here moving forward. So it's been a really good week overall for Fantasy Points. I know we had a couple. Justin Varnes continues to crush it with his those soft markets with the defensive props. It pays 70% to be a subscriber to Fantasy season. Points. Yeah, he's crushing
yeah,
it
no,
again.
Absolutely.
He does it every year. So, yep. So, just
yeah,
looking
he
to
does.
Keep pace with Justin.
He does. Well, you know, Novunder's off to a pretty good start. We went 3-0 on our unders here. But let's get nice. Into the one prop that you like and I like as well. It is, in fact, my number one prop, and it is Georgie Pickens over 58.5. I just mentioned, for me, it's a little surreal because I think he's going to see a lot of Max Melton, who I know personally and know his father, and it's just an unbelievable situation. Max actually does match up with him pretty well, but he's also a safety. You know what I mean? Like, he's playing corner, he's playing safety, and maybe he doesn't match up with him, but the bottom line is pretty good schematic matchup for George. And you look at the game logs, like, he's hit this every week except for, I think, week one, and then it was one other weird game. But otherwise, George is kind of doing this every week. What do you see?
Yeah, he's playing at a really high level. It's amazing what he's capable of doing here. I got to see a lot of him in Pittsburgh the last couple of years, but they never had the quarterback who could really get him the balls. And we're seeing Dak Prescott playing at a very high level for Dallas right now. Had a bit of a down game last week against the Broncos, but most weeks he's playing it very well, and he's able to feed his top two receivers here. And it's George Pickens and it's CeeDee Lamb right now. And all the metrics, digging into our fantasy points data, they run a lot of cover three and a lot of cover four about 55% of the time between those two coverages. And Pickens is up over 3 yards per route run with almost a 24% target share on his route runs against those coverages. So he's been getting it done. As you said, 68 or more yards in six of his last seven games. Had a bit of a down game in week one, but been very, you know, he's been targeted and he's making big plays mostly every week. So we're not running away from this Cardinals matchup here this week. So I like this a lot here. I think it's going to be a two-headed monster here with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And I also kind of like that the Cardinals are going with Jacoby Brissett here tonight. I think there's going to be a little bit more back and forth, a little more of a passing game on both sides of the football. If Kyler was playing, maybe it would have been a little bit more run-centric, but I do think that helps these passing games a little bit. So I think the Cardinals are going to throw the kitchen sink in this game. This is a game that they really need to win to stay in the NFC hunt. So I think we should get a competitive game and one that George Pickens should clear his receiving yards mark in.
We were talking just off the air about Jake Ferguson, and, you know, he goose-egged everybody last week, so some psychological trauma from that. But, you know, pretty good schematic matchup here for Ferguson. He could come out and catch three balls on the first drive, no doubt. Or he could be shut out until the fourth quarter. Anything there? Any thoughts there? I mean, the concern, as we just discussed, is that Pickens and Lamb just bogart everything because they truly command the ball.
Yeah, I did consider his under here. I ultimately stayed away from it because he does line up pretty well with these coverages against these zone coverages. And the Cardinals have been getting kind of crushed by tight ends so far this season. But I just don't think he's going to be a priority target here, as we kind of saw last week in that Denver game. So we have him projected well under, not well under, but about 36 receiving yards. I believe his market's about 41 and a half yards. I think he probably would be better off in a game script where they could be trailing and looking to chase a little bit, but maybe this is one where they're playing from ahead and maybe he doesn't see his normal targets here with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens getting most of the targets. So he's a guy I'd probably be leaning towards fading here tonight.
Tom Browley, a.k.a. The Grinder, on the line with us here over at fantasypoints.com, betting maven on X at Tom Browley. How about Javonte? You know, I went and looked, and boy, it was hard for a lot of running games this past week. I think it's like 40% of runners, under 40%, were able to even get to 60 yards. Javonte, 65.5. I mean, it's kind of a middling matchup, but they are 3-point home favorites. Javonte's got 19, 16, and 18 carries in their three wins. Any thoughts there? I mean, they handled Jacobs a little bit last week, but Javonte's got a lot more juice than Josh Jacobs right now.
Yeah, Jacobs has been playing banged up. He actually looked a little bit better this past week, but I don't know if that was necessarily because of the defense, but Javonte, I do think he should see almost all the carries here tonight. Jaden Blue, he's gotten a little bit of run the last 2 weeks, but that was mostly because two blowout games. They lost by 20 points, and I believe they won by 20 points the last 2 weeks. So Blue's been able to get a few more carries, but I expect this game to probably stay competitive throughout. So I do think he's going to get some carries tonight. But the matchup is, as you said, it's kind of middling. Arizona's not great against the run, but they're not terrible. They're right around league average in all the categories. I like this one better back when it opened up around 60 yards. It has been probably bet up a little too high for me to get to this number at 66.5. I liked it a lot better when it was around 60.5. But I do think he should see most of the work here. It's all going to come down to are they playing from behind or are they playing from ahead? This is a little bit too much of a toss-up game for me to really plant my flag on this one. But I would lean towards the over on this one just because there's no real pressure behind them from Jaden Blue.
I'm with you. I got in on this at 60.5 at fantasypoints.com on Friday. That's kind of what we have to deal with today when we're doing a show on game day. It's like oftentimes we're getting the worst odds. But hey, that's what we have to do. What are you going to do? How about Marv Harrison? Feels like we haven't seen him play in like a month. 59.5. He's not great against man, but in theory he should, and he does look good to me. Any thoughts on Marvin?
Yeah, I'd lean towards him over here. I do like that Jacoby Brissett's in there. He's shown the last 2 weeks here that he's willing to uncork it, and that's really been the problem with this offense for the Cardinals. Kyler just holding on to the ball, not running the offense, not throwing it when he needs to throw it. So I really think that's why they've made this decision to go with Jacoby Brissett. So that does make me feel better about Marvin Harrison. But as you said, Dallas was a cover three heavy team through the first 7 weeks of the season. Then the last 2 weeks, they figured out that they can't cover anybody. So let's just go to more man coverage and we'll play it that way. And they've played better since they did that. And Harrison has struggled against man coverage so far this season. So, but maybe that could be a little bit tied to Kyler Murray. We don't have a full sample with Jacoby Brissett. So maybe those man numbers get a little bit better here with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. And certainly Dallas's defense, we're not super concerned here, giving up a lot of production, even with the switch to more man coverage. So I would lean towards his overs here this week, especially coming out of the bye. Maybe they look to get their young receiver going a little bit.
No doubt. Trey McBride, by the way, also struggles against man coverage, which Dallas runs at a 40% clip. So I think I like Harrison a little bit more than McBride. Tom, great stuff as always. Congratulations for continuing to crush it. We're already looking forward to Thursday spot to see what we can figure out with the Raiders and the Broncos. Tom Brawley, once again, on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. Give him a follow and check them out over at fantasypoints.com, only if you want to win. And when we return, I'm due for a nice night here if the football gods owe me. So I will pop out my official picks for Monday Night Football next year on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Think you know sports? Start getting paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into cash. Sign up today, get a free $10, no deposit needed. When you do deposit, you can get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play. Head to better.app, use the promo code VSiN for your free $10 and deposit bonus. Welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. Final segment. It is time to close out the week, and hopefully do it in winning fashion. If we can pull off a 3-1 situation, definitely a winning week. Might even be winning at 2-2, quite frankly, but we don't want 2-2. No, that's like, I was going to say it's like kissing your sister. Yeah, okay, good enough. We don't want 2-2. But let's go 3-1, or let's go 4-0, because we came 2 yards short of 4-0 on Thursday, or maybe 3. So again, we have some credits. We've built a reservoir of hopefully good fortune, because we did not enjoy much on Sunday. Well, number one, and we do rank these are in order of priority, it is George Pickens over 62.5. The best schematic matchup for Dallas. He averages 3 yards per route run. That's outstanding. So if you just cut that by 33%, and now you're down to 2, it's still excellent. So just to put it into perspective, gets targeted decently, 0.24 targets per route run. Decent sample too, 101 routes against cover 3 and cover 4, which they use at a 55% clip. I do believe he'll see a lot of my guy, Max Melton. Shout out to the Melton family. But he is a former safety. He is fast. I actually saw him run his 40 at the combine. I've recorded his 40. I texted it to his father, who was not there. He's very fast. I believe he ran like a 4.39, I believe. So he's very fast, and he's a tough guy. But I'm just fascinated because I watched this guy play a high school football game, and I think he was 13 years old. But he was, by the way, one of the best players on the field. So, yeah, he's a second-round pick for a reason. Great matchup. But George, I do believe, will get him or get them enough to hit this number. Next up, again, this is kind of the deal we have to – address on, you know, game day. Is I was in on Javonte Williams at 60.5 on Friday. I didn't want to, you know, Friday we're focusing on Sunday, so we didn't mention it. Well, it's been bet up to 65.5, so that's a little unfortunate. I still like it, though. I can't come on here and say, oh, sorry, I don't have any props. I mean, I picked the best 4 ones that I see, and this is number 2, over 65.5. As I mentioned, you know, little game script sensitive, obviously, when they're up and when they're winning, they always play well, better, at least in Dallas. Javonte gets the ball. He has 19, 16, and 18 carries in their 3 wins. Even Josh Jacobs got them for 55 on 13 carries last week with 2 touchdowns, and he's been very sluggish this year. It's not an unbelievable matchup. They're middling, 14th fewest adjusted yards before contact, 15th fewest rushing yards per game, but they're still giving up 86 yards a game. And Jaden Blue is just barely involved these days. It's really mostly all Javonte Williams. So we'll go on the over. And then we will, in fact, go in on Marvin Harrison Jr. over 59.5. I mean, it should be doable. They are 3-point underdogs in Dallas. We do have a total over 50. What is it? 52. So this should be a pretty good environment. And Tom Brawley, I believe, hit it out of the park with his comment. The nail in the head is what I was trying to say. But maybe Jacoby Brissett can unlock or continue to unlock these guys. And maybe one of the reasons that Marvin Harrison has underwhelmed a little bit is because he's playing with Kyler Murray. So I feel good about it. Not the greatest schematic, but again, he should be good against man coverage. I mean, he's Marvin Harrison's son. I mean, Marvin Harrison is one of the best receivers of all time. Very precise guy. Route running was superb, immaculate. So this is, you know, that's the type of player that Marvin Harrison is in a lot of ways. He's a more physical, he's a larger version, but he should, in theory, crush man coverage. And maybe the reason he's not, again, is Kyler. And when he's out there, he's going to be up against Tre'Quisi Bridges. I'm not that familiar with that individual, I will say, but he is filling in. He's a backup. He's filling in for Trayvon Diggs. And he gives up 0.58 fantasy points per route run. We've got, you know, 90-plus DBs on our wide receiver corner board at fantasypoints.com, which is also available now on VSiN, which has all the schematic data, the alignment numbers and all that. Bridges, number one, giving up the most fantasy points per route run. So if Marvin can't do it here, playing from behind most likely, no weather problems, good environment in Big D. I mean, we got to get to 60 yards here. Although we are in November and these are the Cardinals, and Marvin's been a little underwhelming, so it might be close, but we're going to go over there 59.5. And then my least favorite one, but got to take it under here. I did consider Trey McBride, but I can't do it. I love Trey McBride too much. He's too good, although he does struggle against man coverage. And they do run a lot of man coverage, and the Cowboys are pretty good against tight ends. Not great, but they're certainly average, like they're middling, basically. But the schematic's not too great. I'm going to pass on that. I just can't. I can't watch Trey McBride and root for him to go under. I love Trey McBride too much. Zonovan Knight, though, the Dark Knight, screw this backfield, I say. It's fantasy wasteland. Amari DiMercato is potentially in the mix. They're going to elevate Michael Carter. They are 3-point road underdogs. It's not the greatest matchup. It's not the worst, but Cowboys did get run all over by Denver last week with 150-plus yards. They do give up the 6th most adjusted yards before contact and the 7th most rushing yards per game. So in theory, this might not be a great play, so this is why it's at the bottom. But again, 54.5, there were only, it's like 38% of the runners, the lead runners this week, even got to 60 yards. So don't love it. The Opta AI projection is under at 46.94. Fantasy points projection is under at 51.2. So we'll go for it. Last one on the board. But if you want to get frisky, it's the best under that I could find, quite frankly. I am not a big under guy, that is for sure. That leads us to the last item on our list. I'm already, by the way, taking a look at the Raiders and the Broncos for Thursday. I do have a minute to play with right here. We were just talking off the air about, it is November, and the Broncos, their struggle bus offense, the Raiders, Geno Smith. I did like Geno Smith this past week. We did play the Brock Bowers prop. That absolutely crushed. But Denver did actually give up, and I did not like Dalton Schultz. I actually had him as an under, did not win. He did hit that big play, which was actually a shock. But get ready for some unders on Thursday is my point. Get ready for a Thursday night or Monday night special. I keep doing that. Monday night special. The whole special thing started on Thursday. Now we did the show. Let's expand it out to Monday. Now, do I love this? Not really. I mean, it's a high payoff one, but the Cowboys are playing more man coverage. And when you're a quarterback, you like the man coverage. You like the backs to the quarterback and all that. It makes it a little bit easier to take off and run. Jacoby Brissett, the number is 14.5 rushing yards. He is running just a little bit. They don't have a great backfield. They aren't wonderful in the red zone. Marvin Harrison hasn't been that dominant in the red zone. Trey McBride couldn't buy a touchdown in his career up until just recently. So let's go with Jacoby Brissett anytime touchdown. First and goal at the 1. Let's push it in, baby, at plus 500. That is what I have for you for the Monday night special. Stay tuned to VSIN right here, right after we sign off with prop points. It's Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel. Right at the top of the hour, Josh Applebaum checks in with sharp action and live movement analysis for tonight's game. Then it's Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4 Eastern, and then VSiN Prime Time with Tim Murray and Matt Eumanns at 7. Big fantasy day tomorrow. We'll be back with more players to trade and trade for. We'll buy low, sell high. We'll have your waiver wire. We'll review the Monday night action. Good luck with all the plays, and we'll catch you mañana with another edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.